Hi there, it's James from WeDoTech.net, and coming here with a non-WeDoTech discussion. Non-tech, non-gaming, but it's more to do with Newsnight last night. Yes. Nick Griffin, my God. There's several things that I wanted to touch base on this whilst I've got a couple of few minutes before I've got to go. One of them, the fact is that Nick Griffin really came off, he came off crap. He looked amateur, he just exuded a man who really was devoid of any real party policies. He knew that he's trodden on enough shit that even if he was on stilts, he'd be up to his eyes in it. And it just didn't bode too well for Nick Griffin. But on the flip side, it was very, very orchestrated to hound Nick Griffin, to make Nick Griffin and the BNP party look bad. They didn't actually speak much. I think there was two questions in question time where it wasn't about the BNP. So in terms of the BBC trying to be impartial, they certainly were. If anything, it was an attack against the BNP, a way of actually just making sure that they look ridiculous, that they look like a racist party. I mean, we know they are. But the fact that they used their broadcasting arm to not only get the politicians on board, but to base the show and invite Nick Griffin on in London, really sort of made it a very biased against the BNP show. And I think that's a little bit stupid, really, because, you know, Nick Griffin could have done the damage himself. But to put everything, to pin everything against him like that, will actually win him some support. People will see that he was basically the pawn of being attacked on the show constantly. And for me, that's just ridiculous. I think that the BBC are once again showing that, you know, their true colours in the fact that they are a very left-wing. And I agree with what Nick Griffin said at the end. The BBC are extremely left-wing. The BBC are bought out by the government. No matter which way you look at it, the BBC are bought. You know? If they really were a true broadcasting network that wanted to deliver real news, then why not give us the real facts on the H1N1 swine flu rather than telling us all to fucking take the jab? Which we won't do if you have any common sense. So that pretty much rounds up my thoughts about Nick Griffin. Really did look amateur. Unbelievable. And, you know, a vote for the BNP is a wasted vote. If you want to vote for anyone, if you really have to vote for anyone, then I would recommend UKIP, because Europe will send us to our death camps. I don't care what you say. The European Union is an evil union. It hands over all governmental power to Europe. So all the politicians, or should I say bankers, the offshore banks and the oligarchs, pull the strings really in world policy, will have full control. And to go into the euro would really be the end of the sovereignty of the British people. And it would spell the end, possibly, for a lot more of our freedoms that have already been taken away from us. I'm James from WeDoTech.net. Thanks for listening. If you've got anything to say, leave us a message on Facebook, leave us a message on Twitter. Until next time, we're signing out. Our next blog will be at the MCM. See you later on.